Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Part of the solution, you hear me? Part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you part of the solution. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to know that you're interested, you're paying attention, you're part of the conversation, because I always say to you, the only way to get real information is become part of the conversation, right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate it when you're involved, when you're engaged. So, you know, I've been screaming about Facebook and other entities or whatever that carry the show. And it's amazing to me that we've seen what's going on for years, some of us for years, to be honest about it. And what's ended up happened is, like, I've had pages pulled. We went from 200,000 views an hour to fighting for, you know, a couple hundred. And some people say, that's it, not real, it's just, you know, what it is. People just don't want to watch the show, they don't want to do this, or they want, you know, whatever it is. Well, you know, it's not true. Because it isn't just happening to me, it's happening to a lot of people. So now when you look, and you look at what's going on, guess what? Now, I'm not going to play the video for you because it's too long, like 19 minutes or something like that. But I will put a link to it on the website at some point. And so, you know, recently, we had, I can't think of the guy's name, Zach. Come on. We had it a second ago. Where'd you go? You know, don't you hate computers? I hate computers. Anyway, you have Zach. I know, I knew he was going to do this. McElroy. Right? He was with Facebook. He kept his mouth shut. He was in there. He did his job. Did his work. And then he saw and heard what they were doing. He saw what was going on. And he couldn't take it anymore. So now what did he do? He videos their responses to many, many, many issues that were going on there. And the thing I love the most about all, the great thing about all this, is that these are Facebook people giggling and laughing. These are content, I don't know, what do you want to call them, guards? And they're watching over this stuff, and they're telling you. They openly tell you that I wiped it out. Anytime I see a MAGA hat, I just get rid of it. That's it. I don't give it any time, any anything. Doesn't seem to bother them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Let's hit some of the other stories that are up and coming and hitting. And General Flynn is the big one for the day. That was a big win. Democrats going out of their mind. Right? And it's because they say justice hasn't been done. Look at the mockery that they're making. What do you mean, look at the mockery they're making? The guy was forced to lie. Right? He was forced to lie by threatening, basically what it boiled down to was they threatened to go after his son for something his son didn't even do. You know, seriously, what would you do? What would you fathers do out there? If your son was innocent and you know they were coming after you for something, what would you do? And, you know, what's really funny is, you know, we've been calling these people pulling down the statues anarchists, not good people, whatever terminology you decide you want to use. I don't really care. Well, and then we get called racists. We get called all kinds of wonderful names. Well, guess what happened today? BET founder Robert Johnson, he mocked the crowds pulling down statues. Calls them anarchists. He was, you've seen him on CNN. He's talked about reparations. He's not like I don't know what you want to call him, but he's not a conservative, hardcore conservative. He was on an interview with Fox News today, and he blasted those who were toppling the Confederate and other statues across the nation. He says, "You're anarchists." And he even challenged the fact that he said black Americans support this. No, the noisy small amount of black American anarchists may support it, but black Americans as a whole, as a majority, don't. He says that black people, people tearing down these statues have a mistaken assumption that the black people are sitting around cheering them on, saying, "Oh my God, look at these white people. They're doing something so important to us. They're taking down the statue of Civil War generals." He said, "You know, black people, in my opinion, they're laughing at the white people." Right? He says the same way we laugh at white people who say we have to take off this show or that show off of TV. Now, Johnson became the country's first black billionaire in 2001. He's made about $14 trillion pitch for a reparations to descendants of slavery. But he said the movement to take down statues, cancel TV shows, and fire professors doesn't help, doesn't do anything. Trump's in your host. When we come back, we're going to find out the truth behind Facebook. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We're back. This is the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, let's just get right to it because I don't want to run out of time, and I think you guys will really enjoy this. Facebook has been against us. Now they're out in the open with it. They don't really care who knows, how knows, and why knows. You have been watching and listening and paying attention for quite some time, and we've been told by Facebook, no, we're fair, we're balanced, we got everything going. Now we're not gonna take you down or we're gonna allow you to use your speech. We're gonna allow you. That's just not true. We've all known it's not true. Some of you who are old timers with me know that I've had three pages pulled from Facebook, and one of them, one night when I was in the middle of calling out Zuckerberg for something that he did, and bang, it was gone. So they are paying attention. They know what's going on. They don't want our message to get out. And they always think that we're just making it up as we go. It's just one of those fairy tales again. But Zach McElroy, he knows this to be true. He was with Facebook, And you know, I watched the video. We're going to put it up on our website later on. I'm going to actually grab a copy of it to make sure nobody pulls it down or what have you. I'll give Project Veritas the credit for it. But I got to tell you, man, that was a great job you did in that video. I really appreciate you doing that and stepping up and having the guts to make that happen. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you very much. I felt obligated. I had to do something.
Well, so let's you originally went to Facebook, you needed a job, you had nothing to do, you wanted to make a difference in the world. I mean, well, why Facebook?
Precisely the former. I actually didn't know I'd be working for Facebook because they kept that that bit hidden, because obviously it was the employer was Cognizant, which has the contract with Facebook for the content moderation services. But, yeah, it was just acquiring that job was just a matter of well, I needed a better job. I was working at a record store making minimum wage. I needed something better. So I saw the listing and I thought, well, this is pretty good. I'll give it a shot. And yeah, they got back to me right away. It seemed too good to be true. And, it was legit though. I got the interview. I did quite well and I got the job. And, yeah, it was just a big surprise to me when I found out that, that I would be doing this work, essentially by proxy for Facebook.
Wow. I mean, and again, it is exciting. It's a big company, long term. You know, you're going to be around for, or you know, they're going to be around for a while. And I'm sure it has great benefits. I mean, people don't realize you see all this stuff. You say, hey, this is great. It's a great company to work for. They've been around, going to be around. So I can see the excitement with that. And when you first, you know, stepped onto the campus or when you first thought that this is the job that you wanted, was there any thought in the back of your mind that you were going to have to kind of squelch yourself and not really be the person you wanted to be? Or did you just think it was a big open and, you know, free-flowing conversation?
Well, I came into the job as a conservative, so I knew quite well how things worked over there, the bias behind the scenes, and I expected things to be the way they were, more or less. There were very few surprises, unfortunately,
really?
At the job. And that was something that gave me pause. I had to feel a bit guilty about that because I felt, well, maybe I'm kind of being complicit in this censorship if I'm working there. And it was very difficult, but I came to realize quickly that I was in a bit of a unique position as a conservative on the inside. I thought that perhaps I could be a voice for the right, you know, a voice for conservatives,
right,
sort of in a silent, you know, a silent manner. And I kind of put aside my my intentions to expose the bias and the abuse of abuse of their policies for a little while until I had a chance encounter with Eric Cochran, the Pinterest whistleblower, give a speech that I felt it was an amazing encounter because I was able to actually speak to him in person, face to face. So I thought at that moment, finally, let me reach out to Project Veritas, because I've been a fan of them for a while, but I hadn't considered until that moment to come to them with the unique position that I was in, and they were interested, and within a few weeks, we were rolling.
Well, you know, again, you reaching out alone in and of itself, you knew what that meant. You knew the tonnage that was going to bring down on you, because Facebook isn't going to lay down on this. They're going to throw a lot of stuff at you, whether it's directly or indirectly, and watching your video, just watching some of those content managers talking about taking things down. I see a MAGA hat, I take it down. I see a pro-Trump thing, I just take it down. I'm thinking, wow, the general we, don't really understand how deep that goes. You said that when you went there, you knew it was going to be left-leaning. You knew that you were going to be one of the few conservatives. But did you really think it would be as bad as you ultimately found out it was?
Well, that's a good point. I knew that there would be biases in the policy and the selective enforcement of the policy that surely they did, and they did do. But what I guess was a surprise to me was later on in my time there, I came to find out that at least a number of my coworkers were willing to go rogue, so to speak, and let their ideology influence their actions and essentially abuse their power to censor people that they disagreed with almost exclusively politically.
Yeah, it was interesting in watching the video. And are there any conservatives there that play the liberal part just so they don't get in trouble, so they can keep getting their paycheck?
I think that there probably were. I think there might have been one or two people. I I don't want to give too much.
You don't have to.
I think there might have been a couple of people that were perhaps also secretly conservative. I know that there probably must have been only like a handful of people, maybe three people, in a site of hundreds who were conservative like I was.
Yeah, I could only imagine the feel when you were there. I know 100 years ago, when I was up at Microsoft and I was working with some of the developers up there, what have you, also a very liberal group. I was really kind of uncomfortable in some of the conversations they were having. And it wasn't anywhere near as bad as it is today in places like, you know, Facebook and Google and Twitter and so forth and so on. So I can only imagine. All right, so you go into your orientation. Did anybody ever say to you, hey, you seem to be a little far right leaning for us? I mean, what made you? I mean, somebody had to pick up on the fact that you were conservative and say something.
Well, I kept my politics close to my chest. I genuinely don't really like to talk about politics at the workplace because of things like, things like an overwhelmingly left leaning workforce. I just know that I'm going to be the odd guy out. I don't really like to talk about politics at work for that reason. So. I guess nobody really had any reason to suspect that I was right-leaning, I guess, unless they wanted to, unless they wanted to be a little prejudiced and profile me, so to speak. But, yeah.
That had to be tough. All right, we're going for a quick break. We come back. I'm fascinated by this because, I probably would have run with my hair on fire. So God bless you for staying there and hanging out. We'll talk about some of the other issues right after the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. You know, this young man doing this is a big deal. You guys don't realize, again, him trying to get another job in the industry and not just the electronic industry, the what do they call it? Silicon Valley. He's now marked. We need more of you to step up. We need more of you to come forward to speak to these things. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on TCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We've got him for the rest of the hour. You should listen. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn
to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Kind of, sort of. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's get back at it. Okay, we're back at it again. I got Zach McElroy with me, and he was with Facebook. Apparently, after this, they're not going to keep you on. We can keep you on after all of this. But he was the one. There's a video out by Project Veritas. We're going to put a link to it up on our website as well. And we talk about the far left leaning of some of these social media platforms, but the reality is it's there. It's deeply ingrained. And even though Zuckerberg sits on his nice little cushy pillow when he's up in front of Congress and lying through his teeth like it's just a first nature for him. I don't even want to say second nature, first nature for him. Zach, thanks so much for doing what you did. And I mean that sincerely, because I can only imagine what it's like, because you've got a lot of friends that are probably looking at you now going, what was that all about? Why did you do that kind of thing? So thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. And you also have a GoFundMe account now. Why don't you tell people quickly about that before we get into our other conversation?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time talking about that, because I have this set up with a great deal of humility, because I'm the kind of guy who likes to work for his money rather than do something like this. But such an unprecedented situation has made it such that, yeah, there is a GoFundMe set up for this. And I want to say first that I've been so humbled and overwhelmed by the support that I've seen. And it's just something that's very difficult for me to absorb. It's such kindness. But yeah, to plug the GoFundMe, it's GoFundMe.com/ExposeFacebook, which is also the Twitter hashtag is ExposeFacebook.
Well, listen, you know, I appreciate what you said about being humble and want to work for your money, but they make it almost impossible. I'm one of those guys that has been hit hard between Facebook and Twitter and other places and trying to get the message out. I'm working with a mutual friend. I won't put his name out there, but he went looking for me on YouTube. We've been on there for 10 years. He couldn't find me. So they know what they're doing. And I think people just think that we're making it up as we go. All right. So you go to your orientation. We were talking about this a little bit. Policies. Are there open policies where they say, hey, you got to pull down conservative stuff? Or when they're when it gets you an orientation, say, look, here's the things you look for, here's the things you pull down, here's the things you flag, and it seems like it's pretty even in orientation or not?
Well, they say all but that explicitly. I think that there are many things in the policy and many exceptions that they make to their policies and rules that the consequences of which seem to affect only conservatives, even though they don't say this is going to affect only conservatives. You know, it's like, they can't say that, certainly, but they can put policies into effect that will basically only target conservatives. I think, for instance, the term white trash at some point had been excluded from the list of slurs and hate speech. If you had called somebody white trash, I think at some point along the lines, well, years up until just recently, I think that would have been violating for hate speech for, of course, calling someone the name based on their race. But they made a specific exclusion for white trash, and certainly not for if you were to say, well, some other race and then trash. And other things that might target, well, you know, that's a little bit more broad, but things that might specifically target conservatives. We saw in the video that was released, we've seen a mural of sort of a artistic statement, so to speak, put up by this Portland Art Gallery. In the front of their building is an illustration of Donald Trump. It's an illustration of Donald Trump being graphically having his throat slit.
Right.
And it says expletive, you can fill in the four-letter word, Trump. And it's a pretty obvious and violent and rather disturbing statement. Art, sure, but there was another post that had been brought up and mentioned in a memo to us. It was an image of Elmer Fudd, the cartoon of Elmer Fudd, shooting Beto O'Rourke in response to Beto O'Rourke saying, "I'm here for your guns." So Elmer Fudd shoots him. It's a cartoon. It's a joke, a meme image.
Right.
And so the discrepancy between these two images, Facebook decided that the Trump having his throat slit image was not violating. And if anybody reported it for if somebody posted it with, I guess, a neutral caption, it would not be violating and they would leave it up.
Wow.
However, if you were to post the image of Beto O'Rourke being shot by Elmer Fudd, was to be banned and taken down, deleted.
We just saw that with the did you see the policeman meme that was up there where they had the nicest looking guy that was slitting the throat of a policeman, and they said that that did not violate their policies. I'm thinking, well, that's because they don't have any.
Precisely. It's just the same. It's precisely the same phenomena.
Yep. And anti-abortion stuff is considered against their policy for some reason or another.
Oh, the abortion issue is definitely an interesting one. They have actually defined very explicitly in their policy. This is in their own words. They have actually said that a fetus is, quote, not human. So any content that would be depicting violence against the fetus or calling for violence against the fetus to kill a fetus or something, you know, crazy like that would not be violating because they, in their own words,
they're not human.
Fetus is human.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and in their own words, it's very inflammatory. It's not something that they might have the boldness to say publicly, but privately in their policy, in their internal memo, they say the words, quote, not human.
Well, thank God that Zuckerberg was never a fetus, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just amazing to me. Also, I thought one of the comments interesting was that when you get the high-level post, if you actually get a Facebook post from Trump, they leave that alone. Because they can understand that the rain that would bring down on them. However, if I grab that and I repost it with a comment or what have you, they'll yank it a heartbeat.
Very intuitive, yes. The issue at hand there is a big one. So we've seen Zuckerberg wine and dine the president and placate and reassure everybody that, oh, I'm not going to go after your profile. I'm not going to go after all these big-name conservative, you know, I'm not going to go after Ben Shapiro's profile. I'm not going to go after such and such fill in the name here. And, maybe the case, because, of course, if he did that, that would be a PR nightmare. That would be, you know, it would be a fire that he'd have to deal with. But that's not the point. The point of the story is he's not going after the big guy. He's going after the average Joe.
Right.
He's going after people like you and me.
You know, I thought it was interesting, too. Now, I've caught this for years, and I didn't start making a big deal of it until last year. There was an actual Facebook page called The Last Supper, and it was a picture of Jesus on the table cut up in pieces, and, you know, they were having this blood fest, if you would. And there were so many complaints about it. They never took it down. They never did anything with it. So I started looking around, and it came very apparent. And then when I saw your video, it just drove the point home, which is Christians open target. Yeah, there's really not much they're going to do when you say something about a Christian. I noticed that atheists and Muslims are pretty much left alone. Not something that they're going to allow you to say anything about. True, not true.
It was very hard for me to really determine. It's a very anecdotal thing because on paper, their policy says that the policy says that it treats all religions equally. So I think something like this, where you might see bias against Christians, might not be so much a policy issue, but it might be a content moderator issue. If we see bias against it, it perhaps might be. It might be the moderators themselves. This is my speculation anyway. It might be the moderators themselves bending gray areas of the policy to sort of do whatever, you know, they want. But, you know, it's not something I could confirm, unfortunately.
Well, it's just an observation as you go through and you see some of the memes that are put up and some of the things that are said. And it's almost to your point. I guess it depends on the moderator that picks it up. The other thing, are there audits for the moderators? I mean, does anybody audit what they're pulling and not pulling?
Absolutely. That's actually what comprises their entire job performance review score. Every day, a random sampling of posts that the moderators review gets sent to a small team of auditors who review and make sure that they, you know, they did the right thing. They took the correct action, left it up, deleted it, whatever they were supposed to do. And their accuracy is based on a percentage, is what makes up their job performance.
All right, so we got to go for a quick break. We'll come back. I do want to talk about the process by which you lodge a complaint or ask them to relook at something. I've probably got 100 of them still standing out there that nobody's ever responded to. So we'll be back in a minute. Joe Massini, your host, don't go far. No, there's and there are. I got a bunch of them up there because, as you know, they've pulled our pages, right? They've pulled stories. They on a regular basis, they consistently funnel back, pull back, throttle back our videos, which is what's happening right now, right? But they won't answer any of the questions. Not a one of them. They're not interested. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Quick break, then we're back. He's got a lot more to talk about. There's a lot more going on there, which is why I keep telling you people, jump ship. Time to jump ship. We'll be back in a minute.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I appreciate so much the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's get back at it. They're after us, and I can prove it. Maybe. We're back at it again, and I'm not, you know, most of my listeners, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You know, these social media platforms, they are not your friend, okay? Like the IRS. They're not, when they knock on the door, when they send you something, not going to be good news most of the time. Zach McElroy joins me, and he was with Facebook. He's put that video out on Project Veritas where I don't think there was one person there that alluded to the fact, even with a wink and a nod, that was a conservative. They, again, trying to get your message out on Facebook, especially this year, these people are working overtime to squelch your message. And again, Zach, I want to say thank you for what you did. It's a big, I don't think people realize what a big deal it is to come forward like this, because it's national information, and people are going to poo-poo you all over the place, as I say. So thanks again for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Now, you were talking about the audits and what have you, but what I find amazing is when they pull a piece or ask you a question or send you a note on Facebook and you respond or you ask, or you appeal, I have never received one response to an appeal. Is there, there's no place to go with that, right? I mean, that's it. They don't respond to anybody online in any other way other than through that appeal process, huh?
Yeah, you know, I am not 100% sure how the appeal process works on the content moderator side. I think I certainly wouldn't have known the difference between a regular report and an appeal report. I think I might have seen a tag. I think I might have seen tags on certain posts that say that this was an appeal. So perhaps some of them do go through, but very bizarre that you had such misfortune with those appeals, though. It's a little bizarre.
We had our first page. We had for years. We had no complaints. Now, you know, I used to take a snapshot of that health page that they have, you know, the healthiness of your page, because I had heard of other people being pulled down. And then I went to do a show one night, and there was no page there. It was gone. Started up another page, and that was the one I think I told you about, where I was talking about Mark Zuckerberg, and he was talking about money going out to everybody should get a guaranteed paycheck. And I said, man, he can pull that out of his cookie jar. He's sitting there talking about it. Have him give it to everybody to see how that works out. And I'm telling you, in 10 minutes into the show, the page came down. It was done. So somebody caught something somewhere. I don't know how it works, but somebody caught something somewhere, and they are listening to us. They are watching over us. And, again, no slight on you or other guys about your age, but to me this seems like the main issue here is these are all those snowflakes. Everybody got a trophy. Mommy and Daddy told them how smart they were and how good they were. I was watching your video, and they really have this mindset of a self-worth that they are the purveyors of righteousness, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. There was a sort of selfish justice involved with this. I spoke to one person who said that they're going rogue against these Donald Trump posts, I guess, is what she was taking down. It was, well, she thought she was the only one, so that was great to hear. And then she said that it was her sort of revenge. I guess I can assume it was probably, I guess, revenge for Donald Trump being elected.
Yeah. Well, you know, interesting. Now, we've talked about legislative action. I always make fun of some of my people. Go, you really want Congress dealing with something like this on a free speech issue, right? But I got to tell you something. I have two or three friends that are congressmen, and every one of them, not in the room at the same time, in different conversations I had with them, every one of them eventually said the same thing. They were afraid of Facebook. They were afraid of the damage that Facebook and Twitter can do with them. That's a lot of power we've given those people, isn't it?
You know, that's such a good point, because normally we would not want more fingers in these pies. We wouldn't want more meddling and, you know, maybe regulation, I guess, if you're more of a libertarian, I guess. But, in this case, they're just so bad that we need something to be done. We need the strong arm of the law to come crashing down upon these violators of, alleged violators of Section 230. I think the conversation about Section 230 has been a great one, and I'm very happy to see it coming into foray again. I've known about it for a long time, so I'm very glad that we're talking about that. The executive order was a big deal, and I'm hoping that this will be a lot of gas and fuel the fire that will hopefully enact some substantive change. I myself am wholeheartedly enthusiastic about the prospect of coming to testify before Congress, what I've seen. I hope that that happens, and I hope that we get answers from Facebook, answers from Mark Zuckerberg, answers from all the people responsible for this. And beyond that, I really hope that we just see the law enforced. I really hope that these people are
I'm not allowed to ask you. I'm giggling at your optimism. I've been at this a long time, and you know, you take this any way you want to, but there's very few guys out there like you, especially at your age, that have the guts, the spine, to go out there and say, this is wrong, this is dead wrong, and this is what we're going to do to make it right, or this is what I'm going to do to make sure that we make it right, or what have you. I want you to talk a little bit about the Veritas Insider program, because you have to, you know, help encourage other people. If you see this happen, you're in these areas, you're in these offices, let somebody know about it. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid. As they say, be brave and do something. This is, it's a matter of inspiration. I think the stories like the previous Facebook Insider and stories like, the Google Insider, the Pinterest Insider, these are all things that really inspired me and made me realize that Project Veritas is kind of the only place that does this kind of thing. And, you know, being that they're the only option, you certainly would hope that they're, you know, quite good at what they do and they've got, you know, your back. And boy, am I glad to say that they do. They were so supportive. The team was just such a big help, and they've been, you know, nothing short of incredible throughout this whole process. So I would definitely say that you're in good hands if you go to Veritas. And if you're on the inside, it's so important that you come forward and talk about this stuff, because it's impossible for any of this stuff to get out otherwise. It's all a big hive mind echo chamber in these Silicon Valley type places. Very difficult to infiltrate. So if you're on the inside and you know anybody else that's on the inside, and especially if you saw the story, definitely talk to Project Veritas. Their tip line is veritastips@protonmail.com. And, I would be honored if anybody saw this and thought that they could do it, too, because you can do it, too.
I'm going to make sure, again, guys like, companies like Veritas, I mean, they've been around for a long time. They have been the giant when it comes to doing these kind of things. They're not afraid to put anything out there, and that's the way we need to be. You know, I always caution my listeners, though, when you're doing something, don't be a victim of the latest Twitter headline, right? Make sure you know you have proof. You can back up what you're saying. Otherwise, you become that same loon that we always rail against, so always push against. Now, I'm going to ask you a ridiculous question. I already know it's ridiculous, but I'm asking it. Did you ever consider lodging some kind of complaint at Facebook, or did you just know it was going nowhere and was just going to get you in trouble?
Oh, certainly not. You know, when I noticed immediately that all these things were wrong, it's like I had this crisis of, well, I got to do something, but where do I go? You know, I couldn't leak the documents online myself. Nobody would pay attention. I'd stick my neck out legally for no reason. I couldn't go to the New York Times or the Verge. They'd rat me out to Facebook, and certainly I was not going to lodge a complaint with Facebook. So, it was a tough place to be.
I can only imagine. It's a tough place to be, you know. And one of the things you mentioned, which I'm sure it wasn't the only guy, but you know, Don Lemon got some favor with something that he had posted up on the up on Facebook, as do a lot of the other CNN, ABC, DEFG commentators, right?
I'm sorry, you just broke up a little bit. What was the last part?
The Don Lemon post that he put up there, and I said that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that these guys get a lot of leeway with what they post, and you overlook a lot of what they do because they're on the team.
Absolutely. That's a perfect example of the Don Lemon thing. You know, that was so insane what he said, and it was very obviously a violation of their own hate speech policies. And I think they admitted as much, but they basically said, well, this is newsworthy, so we're just going to leave it up. I mean, Don Lemon's not the president. It's not like some, if it had been like Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson who said that, it was about someone else, I guess, some other race, that would have been easily, I mean, he would have been banned from Facebook if he said that. But Don Lemon says this. He says, for the context, I believe he said something along the lines of, he compared all white men to terrorists or something like that.
Yeah, they were the most dangerous thing to the planet, basically.
Exactly.
Right.
And that is left alone because it's newsworthy. Give me a break.
Well, it's the same thing with the Me Too movement and stuff like that, you know, when people were really speaking out. And I asked the question, and I got those pieces pulled where, hey, you know, there were 16 people working in Weinstein's office. Why aren't they brought up on charges? They knew what they were doing. They were talking about bringing these women into him. And nothing, no outrage for those people. So it was just amazing. Zach, again, lots of credit. Thank you so much for stepping up. Thank you so much for doing this, and continue to encourage others to do it, because they need to see, as you did. The switch for you was you had somebody else that you saw that did this and said, look, I need to step up and do the same thing. And you're doing the same thing for a lot of young people right now. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great and safe day. I'll talk to you later on, I'm sure.
Same. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. And you need to encourage young people around you. You need to encourage young people that you're involved and engaged with that this is okay. I mean, this is a great justice that's being done. Whether you agree with it or not, there is two sides to the story. There's two issues going on here. And we need to be able to make up our own minds. As you brought up your kids, right, we wouldn't have this problem. Joe Bacini, your host, just on the real side. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.